Vi trovate nella piazza principale di Tarvisio dove
You are in the main square of Tarvisio, where in 1914 the soldiers from the Franz Josef Barracks in Tarvisio gathered to leave for the Russian front. In August 1914, they left for Galicia. Most of the fallen soldiers from the Valcanale, from our area, almost all died in Galicia. Those 18-year-olds died in 1914. Even now, on the monuments, on the commemorative plaques found in some villages of the Valcanale, though not in all of them, the dates are still visible. We Italians entered the war the following year, in 1915, and Tarvisio was almost immediately, in September 1915, bombarded from the Italian lines, damaging the church, the medieval tower, and the surrounding hotels, because they were probably targeting the forestry barracks, which was marked on maps as a military barracks. This is lesser-known front, obviously, than the Dolomites or the Karst front, but this front, too, was important. It was a mountain front. Our mountains are not very high, but they are almost as harsh as the 3,000-meter peaks of Trentino. The border was about 20 kilometers from here, at Pontebba, between Pontebba and Pontefel, a village divided in two. Always a border between two communities, but then it climbed up along the ridge that divides the Valfella from the Valdogna, and therefore extended towards the Valbruna area. At the end of the war, not immediately in 1918, but after various discussions and decisions about where to place the border, Tarvisio became Italian, like the whole Valcanale. The border at Cocao, which was made official in 1921, I think, and it is a military border. The place is well suited for defense. It is the narrowest point of the valley. It is not the natural geological border. We should have placed the border between Valbruna and Camporosso, where the watershed dividing the two hydrogeological zones lies. Going down from the square towards Lower Tarvisio, the river we see on our right, the Bartolo, flows into the Black Sea. The water appears to flow to the left, and you say, "But how can that be? Before Camporosso, it flowed in the opposite direction." This is what the watershed divides. The Fella River ends in the Adriatic Sea, the Bartolo stream, which then ends in the Slitza and goes into the Gaio, eventually reaches the Danube and ends in the Black Sea. An educational route, a thematic park, has been created in the Val Saisera area where, also thanks to the Tourism Promotion Consortium, Promoturism FVG, I lead guided tours for tourists in summer and in winter. In winter with snowshoes, if there is no snow, in summer without. It is an easy route, suitable for everyone. It was created specifically so that anyone can come and see the remains of the Great War, which can also be found on the valley floor. We find tunnels, bunkers, trenches, partly restored, but most of them have been left as they were. And then along the route, there are panels explaining, with photographs and texts, what stood there 110 years ago.